What you chose and what you didn't. The secret of choice. This article is going to be three topics. Mistakes, bellyache, and unexpected turning points. Mistakes. As you may have heard me say, I used to be a wild child. I did things, looking back, I feel uncomfortable looking at. Did things that were clearly a sign that I was not the captain of my ship. Of being in the drift, being a beach ball blown this way and that by the wind. And, of course, I created consequences that were less than ideal. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't like to feel uncomfortable. But suddenly I had the idea to consider those things a mistake. And that, calling something quite shameful a mistake, changed everything for me. Mistake implies that I meant to be whatever. Maybe normal, and whatever I did not normal was a mistake. That I was better than my behavior. That I meant to be better. A mistake is only a mistake if you mean to do right. Same with failure. To have a failure, you have to aim for something and then fail at it. If someone else means something for you, that is not a failure. You have to mean something for you, and aim at it. Strive for it. I have students who call themselves a failure but never meant to be bigger, more, or different, not in their words, not in their actions. So they cannot be a failure. Huh? Right. Second topic, women with digestive complaints. 70% of the people who come to my sites through the search engines look for their eating style. Only 10% of those want to lose weight, the rest has some complaint. Indigestion. Only 10% of those have actual indigestion. Indigestion is when the stomach, the intestines, cannot effectively digest the food they eat. So they have gas, self-toxicity, bad microorganisms, or some other expression of indigestion, like constipation. The 90%, and don't forget we are talking about women, they have a different issue. The female reproductive organs are smack dab in the middle of the belly, and their pain often feels like indigestion. This is the reason ovarian cancer gets discovered only when it is already incurable. Because both the person and their doctor deal with the easy thing, indigestion. This past week I have muscle tested two women with the same issue. You see, when I muscle test I don't have to know what complaint you have. You pay your $25, and I ask source while I am connecting to you and to source, what is going on? I feel your pain in my own body. And then I ask my questions, of source. There is an epidemic of ovarian cancer. It hits around 40 years of age. Why? I don't know. But the women with this issue, this year, were all born between 1982 and 1984. And the one client who had a nearly incurable version of this had this for 10-15 years before it was discovered in the health measurements. What is the difference between the trouble being discovered early or when it is nearly deadly? The operative word is nearly. If the condition is still reversible, the difference is money. So what is the learning from this? Whatever you feel is whatever you feel. But if it is misdiagnosed, like most things, then it can kill you. Humans are not good at knowing what something means. And even when they know, they are really not good at prioritizing. Like I said in yesterday's article. Dash. And the third topic, unexpected turning points. It is you who don't expect it. Not me. Because most turning points are something bad happening. All my turning points were like that. Being fired, being summarily dismissed, getting sick, accidents, losing everything. But occasionally a different turning point shows up. In January I decided to pack it in. I decided that on a really cold night I was going to go for a walk, and freeze to death. Why? It seemed that unless I do that, I was going to become homeless. Because of lack of income. The number of people on the planet who are willing to do something for what they want is dwindling rapidly. I highlighted these sentences in the book I am reading now, Shadebound. Drive. Ambition. The desire to succeed and the will to pursue it. It is my hope that you are ready and willing to put in the work required to make something of yourself. That is what is missing. The drive. The ambition. The will to pursue, the willingness to put in the work required. So the turning points for my students show up when somehow they get, for the first time, get that it is their work that causes success. So on January 21st I had a conversation with a student who, in the previous 10 years had been completely and absolutely unbending that he should need no work to have what he wanted. That buying programs would be sufficient. No need to actually do them. I shared my plans, and he must have decided that he would have none of that. Because he sent me enough money as a gift to tie me over. This marked two turning points, one for me, very much like what happened when I was 16 and the school didn't want me, and for him. Because he started to work in earnest, to change his mindset. To have a new mindset where it is his effort that creates what he wants. Skills, opportunities, grace and ease, relationships, everything. You see, men have less tolerance to pain than women. Women experience pain and they have to take it. And why that is an issue? Because your ambition, your drive will be commensurate with how your pain feels intolerable to you. How much you hate your misery, or no success, or no sense of power. Your jet fuel for your jet engine. So it is not an accident that men, in general, have more ambition than women. Women can tolerate no success, no achievement, no sense of power better than men, so it is harder to make them ambitious. You see, desire is flimsy, it is a weak fuel. So women have desire, but they don't have enough hate. Hate is good. It is jet fuel. And unless someone can be really pained by the idea of loss, losing a future, losing a dream, they will not be able to become ambitious. Or their ambition will be merely a want. Flimsy. And that is what's happening to women. At least in my programs. Now, one more thing. Each of us have a certain mix of male and female energies. I have more male energy than is usual for a woman. So my jet fuel energy is very strong. Today's male has more female energy than is good for them. So they don't muster the jet fuel energy. Or as it is in the case of my suddenly awakening clients, it takes them 10 years to start hating. Hating enough to get off their behind. I read a book I have written about already, The Cure. It was where I discovered the notion of predatory genes. In that book, an alien nation wanted to conquer Earth, but it needed its population to become fully sheep first. Since that book, I have been offering to adjust people's predatory genes. Turn some off, turn some on. I am only the middleman. I ask Source to do it. Until this morning, I didn't know what Source was actually doing. But I am starting to see that each predatory gene works differently. So there is a certain combination of desire, ambition, and hate that can make a person to become a human being. Unfortunately, religion, societal memes are stronger than your genes. That is why it takes so darn long for a person to turn around and create a new worldview for themselves. I was considered immoral all my life. Why? Because I didn't subscribe to any morals dictated by any religion, society, or culture, or not fully. If and when you do, it is mandatory to let the interpretation of the morals change. For example, one of the tenets of both Judaism and Christianity is to love your neighbor as yourself. To feel obligated to forego your own self-interest for your neighbor. Obviously, that cannot be what the commandment meant. Can't. And doesn't. So the issue is with the concept of loving. And caring. Love is wanting for the other what they want for themselves. Or another interpretation, love is accepting the other exactly the way they are and exactly the way they aren't. Meaning simply seeing them in reality. Exactly the way they are. And have no urge to change them. You may want to give, you may want to help. But it is you. Not the commandment. The moment you own that it is you who is doing the wanting, you have a choice. And between you and me, the secret of the promised land, the key to the promised land is choice. Selecting freely after consideration. Following the commandments has to be a choice. After consideration. Consideration is seeing what the heck you choose. The consequences. Most choice, at the root, is choosing to be the chooser. Not some commandment, not some want, need, or should. You and you alone. Obviously, you can't start with choice. You first need to learn what the heck is chooses in every moment of your life. Learn the truth about yourself. What's the truth about you? You may be curious. You may be courageous. But at least you'll know. And when it comes to a turning point, you may know what to change. About yourself. My hunch is it is 80% mindset. 20% physical.